The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Sending letters, do you remember that? Well, the Royal Mail is still in business and is quoted on the London Stock Exchange. They had results during the week that showed, not surprisingly, that they expect the decline in letters sent by Britons to reach the higher end of its predictions due to business uncertainty. In other words, fewer and fewer letters being sent. So, what do you do when your business model is so 20th century? Well, we've turned to our 21st century boy, David Holohan of Merion Capital, who will tell us how the Royal Mail can save itself. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Colin.
I don't think you're going to tell me that the Royal Mail can save itself.
I think it's going to be very difficult.
Because our pre-match chat, if I can call it that, you said shagged, I think, is the word.
Not quite that word, but definitely going through a difficult stretch, yeah.
What do you do? I mean, you're sitting there, you're management, you're probably very well paid, and there's only one thing that's going to happen. Letters are going to disappear.
Yeah, so letters are falling by 4-6% a year. That's what Royal Mail are guiding to, and at the moment it's at the lower end of that, so down 6% every year. Now, that's still 15 billion letters, so you do need a lot of resources to move those, but ultimately you're not making a whole lot of money out of it, and the Royal Mail have to comply with the universal service over in the UK, so they have to deliver anywhere. So it's very inefficient from a business perspective. And to try and offset that, they moved into parcels in a big way. Every time you buy something online, it's delivered. But the biggest player in that, Amazon, has decided that they no longer use Royal Mail to the degree that they did, and they now use independent contractors. So it's a double whammy hit for Royal Mail.
And Amazon is the big beast.
It is the big beast. And the challenge for Royal Mail is that it has all of this capacity to deal with parcels, but ultimately Amazon is giving it to smaller players, so you just get inefficiencies as a result.
And I presume that you will not get your Amazon delivered to the Orkneys or to the Westerly Isles or whatever, or do they actually?
Well, ultimately they can. I mean, if you have an address
drones.
There. Yeah, drones. Amazon are looking at drones. They're not quite there yet, but ultimately that's coming down the track. Royal Mail, like a lot of other postal companies, are way behind in terms of technology. You know, they're probably a decade behind where they should be. And that just means that if Amazon go towards drones, don't expect Royal Mail to do it anytime soon.
So therefore, is this too much of a leap? The Royal Mail is trading recklessly because they know they're going to go out of business. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. So therefore, what do they do? Should they actually say, this is a dead business?
I think what they will say is, look, we still make money. We still make £300-400 million a year. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that's through cost takeout. So they can say, okay, over the next 3 or 4 years, we've got a pretty decent trajectory of where we'll go. It's not anywhere, but ultimately they will still make money. So from a management team's perspective, they're probably not thinking 10 years in advance. They're probably thinking, I'll be retired in five, six years.
That's terrible.
So on that basis, you know, things are okay for them.
And speaking of retirement, there's another big issue with the Royal Mail, which is?
They have an enormous defined benefit pension scheme. They have over 150,000 staff. And as a result of that, on a defined benefit scheme, the surplus there, they reckon, will disappear by 2018. And they reckon that
next year.
Yeah, they reckon the cash payments to keep it going are going to go from 400 million a year to 1.2 billion. And as a result of that,
every year.
And as a result of that, they've said to the unions, we're going to close it. And obviously, unions don't like that. And you could see strikes this year, which would obviously be very bad for Royal Mail.
So just to make sure that everybody understands what a defined benefit scheme is, that means that you are told you will get X amount of your salary.
Yeah, exactly. So you work in
Despite
Royal
anything.
Mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You work in Royal Mail, and then when it comes to retirement, you will get a portion of your salary through to end of life. And that was how a lot of big companies dealt with it in the past. But if you saw in the last decade, because interest rates go so low, that has a negative impact on the pensions. It's more difficult for them to get a return to pay the members. And a lot of companies have closed. So the banks in Ireland would have closed their defined benefits a while ago. Royal Mail is only getting around to doing it now. But with 150,000 staff, it's a very expensive scheme to run.
God, it's a huge staff. The share price over it was floated in 2013. It was floated at 442 pence, I presume, and today is at 424. So it's done nothing over the last 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. So you get a 5% dividend yield, and that's about the key attraction for it. But ultimately, if the business continues to struggle going forward and letters goes the way downwards and parcels,
but
they can't do it.
But you're really saying if. Like, It's yes. I don't even understand why it's even quoted as in a company. I mean, it's dead.
Well, you must want Jeremy Corbyn to get in there, because what he said is one of his pledges is that they would nationalise it again and save the workers and everything else.
But you may nationalise it, but people don't send letters.
Well, 15 billion letters are getting sent, so it is declining, but people are still sending letters. And I think it's a generational problem, and that's the Royal Mail's biggest issue. If you look at the age profile of people sending letters, it is towards the older age profile. As more people come through, the millennials grow up, a lot of them may never have sent a letter.
Correct.
So there's no doubt it is a challenge going forward, but for Royal Mail, like a lot of postal companies, they are not going to change what they do, and they will just continue on the idea that at some stage something they do will work. But for me, it's just not a great thesis.
No, and again, I say it's, what is the trading at, 424?
Yeah.
Like, it should be 324, 124. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think once they get rid of the cost cutting, and then you actually start to see your top line going nowhere, your revenue line going nowhere, you can only take out so much costs. Once the profits start coming down, people will start questioning the dividend, they will start questioning whether it's worth 10 times earnings, and then the share price will likely fall.
Get out now.
If you hold it, I wouldn't be holding it going forward.
And what would you be holding if you were looking for something in that kind of mail or parcel delivery area?
If you look at UPS or FedEx, you know, they are better businesses. Yeah, those businesses focus purely on parcels. They don't have big legacy workforces. They don't have pension issues to deal with. If you look at how they've done incredibly well because of internet commerce.
And the bit, I can't remember, is it UPS or is it FedEx, is the one that doesn't take a right-hand turn. Is that the one?
That's news to me.
They've actually worked
the vans
out
aren't,
the route.
Yeah.
That it'll always go on a left turn so that they never get snarled in traffic. It is, when I heard it, I said, that's, you know, so simple, so clever. But you would buy either of those two?
I think either of those two, if you want to be in parcel delivery, pick those two as opposed to a Royal Mail. Yeah, absolutely.
Get out of Royal Mail now. That is David Holohan of Merion Capital. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show, where we give really good insight. And of course, we have to say, don't we? You have to take proper advice and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Go and talk to
somebody, an advisor,
and look at the websites and all that kind of good stuff. David, as usual, thank you very much. We are still getting a huge response to the text, 53102, 53102. The answer is A. Just put in A, your name and your address, and we will be giving you a fabulous prize. Somebody is going to go to the Tattersalls Irish Guineas on Saturday, the 27th of May. Make sure that you're around for the 27th of May. Two nights accommodation in the luxurious Castleknock Hotel with breakfast each morning, dinner on the night of your choice in the Park Restaurant, 53102, or at SBS Today FM, hashtag Team SBS. And the only, look at it, I won't even ask you the question. The answer is A, Newbridge. That's all you have to do. Very good. We'll take a break.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.